David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have one of our podcast community members. She has her own podcast in our community, and she is just an amazing person. It is Debbie Adams. And Debbie has a whole series of different books. They're very inspirational, they're very motivational. And I'm very excited to tell you today because she had just launched her new book, and we're going to talk about it. And it's about the heart and how important it is to keep your heart pure. So Debbie, tell everybody a little about yourself, what you do, and tell them about, you know, how important the heart is and why you wrote your book and what it is and how it could help others.
Hello, I am Debbie Adams, and I live in Middle Tennessee. And I have been an author now for, I think, about 3 or 4 years. And I've got 3 print books, and I have 1 ebook. And I started with my ebook, and I wrote my books because God spoke to my heart and told me that I have a testimony to share, which now I realize that I do have a testimony. I have a testimony of faith and how God led me through every life experience so far that I have been through, from cancer to a tornado, to job loss, to marriage dissolvement. So whatever you're going through, God will help you to go through it. And my current book, the one that just got launched, is Straighten Your Crown. If I can get it, it won't. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. It don't matter. It won't show today for some reason. Anyway, it's Straighten Your Crown, Navigating Life's Challenges with Grace. And this book is about our heart. And what is in our heart comes out in the words that we say, the actions that we do. And so God placed on my heart to tell me that I need to write a book about how we act in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not have love in our hearts toward others?
Right.
And that's basically what my book is about. And I talk about keeping negativity out of your life, being compassionate and loving toward others, because Jesus is the one who taught us how to love.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in his word to love others like I love you.
Yes.
And I realize sometimes that is hard to do. And I've been there. And I've had people, and I have to do a lot of praying, because you want to just snap at people for acting crazy, acting stupid. Not that the person is stupid, but their actions are stupid the way they act. And so that's why I wrote that. I think that's why he told me to write this book. And I want others to see that it's in your mind. It's mindfulness.
Yeah.
What is in your mind goes to your heart. So keep your heart pure. Keep your mind focused on what is important, and God, and being faithful to God, and being compassionate toward others. That's what's important. And that's what I talk about in my book.
You know, you mentioned a really important factor is letting go. You know, people do things in life, they say things that are either cruel or mean or vindictive, and it hurts us as people, mm-hmm. as humans. And we sometimes don't understand why the other person does or says what they do. But, you know, it boils down to forgiveness. And you were mentioning about that. And are there some ways that you can suggest to the audience about forgiveness, how we can forgive those who hurt us? Because I think getting past there and getting past the forgiveness point, we can open our hearts then. Because right now, like we said, our hearts are filled with negativity, anger, resentment, because the person hurt us. So the first step, I think, is forgiveness. Now, how would you suggest from your own experiences, how did you let go and how were you able to forgive those who hurt you or those traumatic events in your life that occurred that you had to get past?
I think the biggest thing that I had to get over was when my husband left me when I was going through cancer treatments. And that just broke my heart into pieces. And that's not something that you would just automatically just say, oh, okay, I forgive you. Yeah. It took me several years to get past that. And even now, sometimes when I think about it, I feel this surging in my heart. And it's like, no, I'm getting that out of my heart. I'm not even going to think that anymore. But I think the way that I did it, you have to focus on something else. Don't focus on what the situation is that where you got hurt. Don't focus on the person. And if at all possible, get away from the person. Sometimes you have to remove people from your life in order to have peace in your life. And I'm now remarried to a wonderful man. And, you know, and that helped a whole lot when God brought my husband now into my life. And sometimes things come back from your past. They want to haunt you. And I think that is most likely Satan trying to bring stuff back and saying, hey, look what happened, you know, 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to really get over forgiveness. You have to ask God to help you first off. And after you ask God, you have to get rid of the bad situations. You have to get rid of the negativity in your heart, because you will be negative about all this hurtful, all this pain that you experience.
Yes.
You need to be around things, be around people that are positive. Volunteer for, you know, local communities to help others.
Right.
And I found that helping others, serving in your church, that is the number one best way to help you, other than God helping you to find forgiveness for, you know, whoever or whatever situation.
I think that's so true. And have you ever thought about, you know, a lot of people had talked about, you know, because first of all, when people are like that and they do or say mean things or their actions are mean and cruel, it's not our problem. They're the ones with the problem, but yet they've hurt us. So now we have to learn how to let go and forgive. And sometimes they say things like writing it down on a piece of paper, because we don't have to hear the person say, I forgive you. But we have to learn how to incorporate forgiveness into our life and forgive them and then just move on. Have you ever done anything like write a letter or maybe in a journal, like, you know, say, I forgive you, you know, and just, you know, learn how to just like incorporate, you know, realizing that you're not the one with the problem, but I forgive you because in this situation, you had your own issues going on. And even though what you did wasn't right, I forgive you. Have you ever done anything like that to try to help you along the pathway of forgiveness?
Yeah, when it comes to forgiveness, you have to forgive yourself first. And in order for you to forgive others, you have to forgive yourself, because you might have been involved in the situation. You might not have helped the situation, but whatever, you have to forgive yourself. You have to learn to love yourself again.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do. And I have kept a journal in the past and wrote down stuff, you know, that was happening. And I've never written a letter or anything, but I have kept a journal. I've got several journals on different things that I've kept. But, you know, we sometimes we don't love ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we use it, which I've done this in the past. We use the excuse, well, this happened, that happened. That's why my life is going terrible. But you're not loving yourself. You're not seeing that you are a child of God and you are capable of doing whatever your desires are, whatever God has for you to do.
Right.
And I talk about, you know, in the book, finding a purpose in life.
Right.
And I mean, several years ago, who would have thought, I would have never have thought that I would become an author and speaking, you know, on podcasts.
Right.
And so, you know, growing up, I love reading books. I would write little short stories. And I love, you know, I love doing things like that.
Yeah.
And that was my God, that was God's purpose for my life way back when.
Right.
And sometimes I think God uses life experiences to form us into where and what we need to be.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, you know, like you said, writing a letter, not sending it, but writing a letter like I did, writing in a journal. And, but my ex-husband, I did have a chance. He called me, I guess about a month ago, just out of the blue.
Wow.
And, you know, when he calls me, my heart just like, you know, what does he want? But I have to let go of that. You know, that's another thing you have to do. You have to let go of that. And he apologized to me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and he was talking, you know, about, you know, me, you know, what he had done and whatever. And I told him, I said, I forgave you a long time ago, which I did. I mean, it's been, I don't know, 20 years, I guess now. And so, you know, when you get rid of the bad in your heart, the bad in your mind, in your mindset, you can get to that point where you can forgive others. And then when they happen to come back or you see them, that you get a phone call, you see them, whatever, you can be cordial to them. And you know, you can't do that otherwise, because if he had called me before, you know, I would have probably, you know, snapped back at him or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, for God, God forgave, with this being Easter, Good Friday, I want to bring this up too. God forgave us of all of the sins, all of our sins, you know, by being crucified on that cross at Calvary.
Yeah.
And he bore all of that pain and hurt for our sins. He forgave us.
Right.
So why are we not as being able to forgive others? If God can forgive us and suffer all the pain that no human being is can ever suffer like he did.
Right.
If he can suffer and forgive us, why can't we forgive others?
Yes.
And that's basically my point in the book on that chapter.
I think that's a great point. And I like the fact that you talk about letting go too of the negativity in our lives, because I think that's a big thing. I think we have, if you have negativity and negative energy, you're going to attract negative people. If you can let go of those negative people in your life and surround yourself with positive people, people that are like-minded individuals, or even people that are above you, that are, that you could, you want to strive to their level, all your energy will kind of resonate with one another, and it will be a positive influence in your life and help you elevate to the next level. And it also will help clean your heart and make your heart pure when you get rid of that negativity that's around you in your life.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you keep negativity in your life, I mean, you're not going to be the best person you can be.
Right.
And that's, I mean, God showed me that. God has showed me a lot, I'd say, in the past 10 years. And especially, he showed me a lot in the past 3 years in writing these books.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you want God to really speak to your heart and show you what is important in your life and in everybody's life, write a book and start writing on faith. And because as I write, God is showing me things as well.
Right.
And, you know, what I'm writing is coming from him, and he knows who's going to read my book and, you know, and who needs to hear or
Right.
who needs to read what I'm writing.
Right.
But, you know, he also, you know, is talking to me too. You know, it's like, hey, you know,
Yeah.
this in your life or that in your life. So it, yeah, that was a hard thing for me, getting rid of negativity, as I'm sure a lot of people. And if you can find a way to get rid of negativity, you can live your best life. And I can say I'm living my best life right now.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. You know, I feel like it's so important. Do you do any kind of spiritual exercises? Because it's so important to have a pure heart. It's so important to, you know, having a pure heart and being able to be, you know, because when you have a pure heart, you emotionally can connect with others. You can emotionally share love with others and not expect anything back. You fill your body with good, positive emotions, feelings, everything about you. And you're able to share that love with others. And, you know, are there anything that you do that helps you as a person be able to keep your heart pure and to be able to share that positive love with others?
I've always loved helping people. Even as a child, you know, I would help other kids, you know, if I saw a need.
Yeah.
And that is one way, and I still do that to this day. That is one way that I stay close, that helps me to stay close to God and help me to keep my heart pure and where it needs to be. Because if you are helping others,
yeah,
and you know, you are most giving of yourself emotionally.
Yeah.
You might be, you know, because I'll see people sometimes, you know, and I'll pray to God, and it's like they look like they're down for a reason. You know,
yeah.
Is there something that I can do for them? And, you know, sometimes even just saying hello to a person, you know, smiling at them, you know, or give them $20, you know, if you, or $10, whatever. And, you know, just being there, just letting them see that you, that a person, you might even not even know the person.
Right.
Just let them see that there is someone who cares and who, you know, and is acting like they care about their well-being. That will help a person more than anything.
It is so true, because I do stuff like that. And what a difference it makes. Like, you'll see the person sometimes just light up, you know, you can compliment them on their smile, or you can compliment them on the blouse they're wearing. And you'll just see like a glow, a smile. You see that you touched, you know, something in their heart. And it makes a difference, because not everybody's life is full of joy and happiness. People are struggling, going through things, or they might have trauma in their life, or they might have had trauma in the past and they can't get over it. But someone coming out of the blue and being nice and being kind and showing love and showing care, you know, can make a huge difference on somebody. It can really change their whole outlook for the day. And maybe, you know, somehow, some way, it could help them, you know, and that's where, you know, they start looking at life a little bit differently.
Yes. And that's the main point of my book, or all of my books, basically, because, you know, my last book talked about how God will never leave you nor forsake you. That was a good book, too. And this one is basically a continuation of God and his faithfulness. But I have it more on our, how we react, how we feel, you know, because like you said, you know, you never know what a person is really going through, you know, unless it's a good friend, they're going to, you know, tell you what they're going through. But, you know, like somebody you see at church. You know, you might, you know, say, good morning, how are you? You know, and they'll say, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But inside, you know, they're unhappy, they're sad, whatever.
Yeah.
And so that is why I feel like God wanted me to write that book, because this world is so evil. And, you know, it's with the economy and the world, the whole country, the way it is going right now. I mean, only God knows what our future holds and
yeah.
whether we're going to get back to where our country used to be or not.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like God wanted me to write about, you know, how your heart is, how your emotion is, and what's in your mindset, and
yeah.
how to keep your mindset pure and don't allow any negativity or any evil, any bad stuff in your mind. Because when you do, it's got to, you know, automatically go to your heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, the title of my book was Straighten Your Crown, and it's got a crown on it. And, you know, we hear about the Queen of England, you know, and she has the fancy crown on her head. But the crown that I'm talking about is the crown in your heart. And a lot of times we don't think about the crown in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have Jesus, and if we know Jesus personally, you know, we have the Holy Spirit in our heart, and that's yeah. our crown. But if we don't know Jesus, then the crown is still in our heart.
Right.
But it's the crown that covers our heart with good feelings, positivity, you know, and it's keeping out all of the bad and evil and the negativity.
Right.
And so, you know, this book is basically, you know, trying to lead people to find their purpose in life, be happy in life, find a reason to smile.
Exactly. That's amazing. Now, if you wanted to take what we've talked about today, and you wanted to take it and really emphasize on some important things so the listeners could understand better, what are some of the important factors that you'd like to get across today to the listeners?
The number one important factor would be, if you don't know Jesus, find Jesus. This time being Easter, whether you have been to church before or not,
yes.
go to church on Easter, and you will be amazed at how blessed you will be.
Right.
And the second thing is, try to get around people that are influencing you. Try to get around people that are a positive influence.
Yes.
And people that will encourage you, people that will inspire you. Stay around those people.
Yes.
And try and think about what you're putting in your mind, and try to keep your mindset as healthy and as pure as you can. And that way, if your mindset is right, your heart will be right.
Yes. So true.
And so that's the two main things that I want people to see when they read my book.
And where can people find your book?
They can find it on every online bookstore. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target, Walmart. It's at Chapters in Canada. And you can also go to my website, and it's information about my book and links to go buy my book. And my website is debbieadamsbooks.biz. And you can also email me. And my email address is debbie@debbieadamsbooks.com.
That's amazing. I love it. I think this book is going to do wonderful, because it is so important. You know, that's one of the things people stress about, especially in the field of health and wellness. You know, having a pure heart, having a good mindset is so important, because really, you know, how can you love when your heart is full of hate? Or how can you love when you have trauma in your life and your heart is just, you have, is it has gaps in it, and so to speak. And I think mm-hmm. this is great, because this is going to show people how to really show love and to be able to open their hearts to others. And I think this is wonderful. Now, on your website, you have your books. Do you offer anything else on your website?
I have my books listed, and I am going to have this is upcoming. I haven't mm-hmm. put it on there yet, but this is upcoming. I'm going to have a page where I will put all of my podcasts that I have done.
Wonderful.
Including this one and And any, because I've done about 20 podcasts since October. So I'm going to put all of them on there. And I have any events that are coming up, like my book signing that I had a couple weeks ago. I had a thing on my website about it. And so my website is going to be, you know, where you would go to find events, to find information about my books, as well as, you know, listen to any of my podcasts. And you can also sign up or I think I've got connect with me is the words on my website. You can connect with me and put in your email address. And I will also send any new subscribers to my website a small gift. It's a blog, one of my blogs. That's how I started out writing. I started with blogs. And I will send one of those to anybody that signs up.
That's amazing. I love it. I love it. And before we go, tell everybody once again the title of your book so they don't forget it.
It is Straighten Your Crown, Navigating Life's Challenges with Grace.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to read it. This has been amazing. You have written a series of great books. And don't forget that Debbie has not just one book. She has several books out right now. So check them out and check out her new book. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I love having you on. You are just a world of inspiration and motivation. And thank you so much for sharing your words and sharing the words of God with us. And I am so happy to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day.
All right, you too.